Agritourism is booming in South Carolina. It's grown dramatically in the state over the past decade. I'm Mike Davis. Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers here to tell us about his time last week at the South Carolina Agritourism Association's annual conference. What did you see there, Commissioner?
Well, you're right, Mike. I caught up with them in Newberry County, which is one of the three counties that were touring through: Kershaw, Lexington, Newberry. I caught up with them at Lever Farms for a quick lunch and just a good visit. There was a little drizzle going on, but that didn't seem to slow down the fun. But they had a busy 2 days between six farms in the area that they were visiting. That group just has a good time. They're there to learn, but they enjoy each other's company, and it was just nice to visit with them.
You know, this is such a growing thing across the country and here in South Carolina. Tell us about some of the growth that you've seen just here in the last few years.
Well, you're right. If we'd had this conversation 8-10 years ago, there were less than 100 places where you could go and do agritourism-type events. But now, the latest count we have is 612 farms with an agritourism venue in South Carolina. So,
wow,
just reflective of the fact people want to get out and enjoy that family experience. I think there was a bump from COVID, obviously, but I think it's held on.
People are more and more getting interested, it seems, about where their food comes from. This is a way for folks to get out of the house, out of the city, and get out in the country and learn more about that agricultural heritage in South Carolina.
You're right, and that was a part of my message to them last week. I said, listen, people are paying to come out with their families or just on their own to have fun learning. So while folks are there in a good mood and receptive, let's remind them where their food comes from. Let's remind them what South Carolina farmers do for them on the other side of the fence, the consuming side of agriculture, not the production. So I've said that to several groups last week. Just be a part of the message about what agriculture, what farmers do for our state.
Now, for those farms that may have been thinking about it, they said, you know, I really need more information. I understand that there is a website and some materials that they can look at to help them get started. Can you tell us about that?
Well, there is. Jackie Moore, who has managed the Agritourism Association since its inception, really puts in the work. She's passionate about it. The folks who are involved just really have an appreciation for what Jackie does. But to learn more about it, they have a website. It's scagritourism.org. And agritourism is agritourism. So scagritourism.org. And you can get what they describe as an agritourism 101 manual to learn some of the basics. So apparently people are taking advantage of it. If we've grown from 80, almost, eightfold up to 612. So let's see if we can't get to 1,000. And so for the folks who want to dabble in it, learn more about it, it's pretty easy to do.
Very good. And, of course, folks might be listening to say, hey, you know, that sounds interesting. I would like to visit a farm and find out what's going on out there. Where can folks go to find an agritourism farm near them?
That's another good point. There's a website for that. SC Farm Fund, all together, scfarmfund.org. And you'll find most of these 612 places. So, and then you can apply and get an agritourism passport. And as you go around, it'll tell you what you're going to see at each place. So, like a little visitor's guide before you get there, they'll stamp it when you get there. And quite frankly, I don't know what the prize is if you get them all stamped. But nevertheless, you can do it, and you can ask them, what do they get? Did they get a full book? So, but again, just a fun group to work with, very innovative, very entrepreneurial. Like everybody else in agriculture, they've got their challenges too. So we're trying to be there to help mitigate some of those issues and help them grow. And obviously, it's, you know, by the results, it's working.
It sure is. And we've got those links for folks at our website as well, sfntoday.com. Agritourism, it's growing in South Carolina, and you can be a part of it. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. Agritourism, that's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.